Before we pray, I want to share some message with us as a mutual encouragement so we can really focus on our prayer. So this afternoon, use the Here Am I. In the Bible, I think at least six or seven times, God once called upon a man. And then all the men whom was called by God or answered, Here Am I. So because this year, the main theme of BMVP is Here Am I, Send Me. So because we want to all the youth equip ourselves very well and go out to preach and preach the gospel, preach the true salvation, and to fulfill God's commission, God's mission. So we want to save, just like Jesus said, you go out to preach, those who believe will be saved. If they don't believe, their sin is there, they will be perish. Okay, so this morning, this afternoon, I want to use the first character in the Bible. God called him and he answered, Here am I. And there is a purpose, because God wants to test him. So who is this character in the Old Testament? God called upon him and he answered, Here am I. God actually wants to test him. Who is that? In the Genesis. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22. Abraham. Abraham. Okay. Genesis 22. Verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. 2. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Verse 3. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. 4. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. 5. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. 6. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. 7. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? 9. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. 9. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there, and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar, upon the wood. 10. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. 11. But the angel of God called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. 12. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thick by his horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. 14. and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as he is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it should be provided. Okay. So this is the whole passage. This afternoon before prayer, let's think about the meaning. How many times Abraham answered, "Here I am"? How many times? Huh? How many times, Joseph? How many times? Two times? Three times, right? Two times Abraham answered to God, and one time answered to his son. So this is very important. Here I am. God called Abraham with a purpose, special purpose, to test him. So God called him from heaven. Abraham must understand and heard this voice very clearly. God called his name, Abraham. Today, have you ever heard God call your name? Joseph, David, or Jessica, any whatever name God call you. And you have, "Here I am." Or you don't know God is calling you. Okay, so this is very important. We have to hear clearly God call upon our name. God called him and wanted to test him. What is the purpose of the God, of this calling? To test whether Abraham really loved God wholeheartedly, even until the level he is willing to sacrifice his only son. At that time, Abraham had how many sons? Two sons, right? At this moment, Abraham has actually two sons. But in the eyes of God, only one son. Because this son is the son of promise, out of promise. So to God, Abraham only had one son, Isaac. God wants to know whether Abraham, he loved God more than loved his own son. Because the son he received from God at age of 100 is so precious, right? But God wants him to make a choice. Either listen to God, love God wholeheartedly, or he choose to love his son and withhold the son from God. So this is the test. And what makes Abraham answer to the law, "Here I am"? This is the main thing that we want to emphasize this afternoon. Abraham, he must believe God first. He believed God's word, God's promise, and he believed God's work. Because God never make mistake. In the first place, when Abraham he heard what God said, you bring in verse 2, right? In verse 2, he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." You want me to offer my only son as a burnt offering? This doesn't make sense at all in the first place, right? How come this Almighty God, because this God revealed to Abraham before as Almighty God, God declared himself to Abraham in chapter 17, say, "I am the Almighty God. You must be perfect." Right? Such an Almighty God, perfect God, how come he want me to offer my beloved son to him? Abraham, he doesn't question anything about God. He just made, in the first place, maybe he could not understand, but he listened. First, he must believe God never make any mistake. But today, sometimes we consider God make mistake. We want to make sure we can understand God's purpose. So many times we ask why God want me do so? Why you want to do this thing? We ask so many whys to God. What if? What if? We want to ask what if? What if a people in certain place, they don't hear the gospel of salvation? They don't really know there is a so important water baptism. What if they don't know? And what are they going to be saved? So we sometimes really care about God's business. God will never make mistake. If this person can be saved, God will save them definitely. But to us, just like learn from Abraham, he never questioned about God. So he listened. So that's why in the early morning, without any doubt, he prepared himself. Everything then go on the way. God must have a purpose, but he will find out. But just obey and listen. Listen and obey. Then he must believe God's promise. Because God already promised him to Abraham at least three times at this point. Three times about the offspring. His descendants will be multiplied just like the stars in the heaven. Like a sand on the seashore. So if we look at the Genesis 15, verse 4 and 6. Chapter 15. Genesis 15, verse 4 to 6. Verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one should not be your heir, but one who you will come from your own body shall be your heir." 5. Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven, and could the stars count the stars if you are able to number them?" And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. God account Abraham for righteousness because he believed God's promise about the descendants. At this moment, only believe my descendants just like stars in heaven. Not talking about the land or inheritance. Only the son. So the son, actually descendants, very important. Abraham, believe. So this is the key. He believed God's promise. And then in chapter 17, continue to 17, verse 4. 17, verse 4. 17, verse 4. "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you should be a father of many nations." 5. "So longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations." 6. "I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and the kings shall come from you." And I will, 7, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you." So this is a promise, this precious promise. Abraham, he believed. And then if we continue to read verse 19, 17, 19. This is a God talked to him again. 19, God said, "Then God said, 'No, Sarah, your wife, should bear you a son, and you should call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his descendants after him.'" God named the son Isaac. So the name Isaac actually was named by God himself. It's so precious. So Abraham, he believed God's promise. And he must understand also, believe God will, even he offer Isaac as a burnt offering, God will make him resurrect from death. So that's why in Hebrews chapter 10, chapter 11, verse 17 to 19, this is what Abraham believed. God will just raise him again from death. So based on the faith in God, the faith in God's word, God's promise, and God's almighty work, he responded to God's calling and said, "Here am I." Without any question, and go. Okay. And then during what is the result of this test? The test actually is so precious. Later we can find out God never make mistake. God have an even higher purpose behind this calling. What? Back to 22. Genesis 22. To Isaac, this is a wonderful opportunity. In his whole life, Isaac, he witnessed how his father listened to God's command, God's order, and he himself, with his own ear, to listen God's promise. And he himself witness how God provide in the mountain of God. God will provide. So this is a very important step for the faith can be passed down to next generation. So through this test, Isaac, he really established his own faith in the Lord, to the Lord. Okay, so if we look at the chapter 22, verse 12. And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And then Abraham, at that moment, actually, Isaac was bounded and was laid on the wood, right? On the altar already. So Isaac, he witnessed the whole process. So he see how his father believed this God. And then after Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the ram, and angels, the Lord said to him, "You don't kill, don't do anything on this boy. I know you have feared God. You love me totally." So then Abraham, he went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. So do you think Abraham do it by himself? Or he must unbound Isaac first, right? To empty the altar. And then the ram can be offered. So he have to on the bushes and to take the ram out. So what does it mean to us? The father and son must work together, right? Unbound the Isaac. So this son, he actually participated in this burnt offering. This offering. And then the son, he hear the blessing of God. God blessing him because the second time, God called Abraham. And Abraham answered, "Here I am." This time, Isaac, he listened. He heard what God called him. The first time, Isaac, he didn't know. But the second time, Isaac, he heard it. And he witnessed how this God called him and this calling actually make Isaac totally understand what his father said. Because if you look very carefully, the faith of Abraham, from beginning, he already believed that Isaac will come back. So that's why in the verse 5, he talked to the two servants. "You stay here. Stay here with the donkey. The leg and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. We will come back. I and my son will come back to you. He believed the Lord will provide. So on the way, the father and son have this precious, intimate, it's called so close, this intimacy of the relationship. Father and son work together. And they're just like a friend on the way to the mountain and talk and communicate. So this test actually was so good, so important to let Abraham pass the faith to the next generation. And of course, after this test, God praised Abraham a lot, greatly praising. If we look at the chapter 22, verse 17 and 18, we can see God once again to re-declare the promise to Abraham. Verse 17. 16 and 17, or 16, okay, 16. And said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done these things and have not withheld your son, your only son. 17. Praising, I will praise you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. 18. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. In this promise, actually, it already included Jesus Christ. All the nations, the only one descendant will actually bring all the blessings to the whole nation. You can see how important this test is. So God praised Abraham and used this wonderful testing to show his mercy and he is the faithful God. God is not the idols at that time other people worship. Their gods really received people's son or daughter. Because in the pagan practice, pagan culture, they really offer the sons or daughter to their idols because this shows their sincerity. But it's wrong. God is not that kind of God. Almighty God, always full with love. So God called Abraham, and Abraham said, here am I. In the first place, he don't know why, but later, the purpose revealed already. It's so important. So later, Isaac really can continue the faith and to let this salvation plan continue and go on to the following generations. This step is so important because without this test, Isaac, he didn't know about God's promise to father. Because every time when God said to Abraham, only said to Abraham, but this time, son and father, they both hear. So this is a connection. So God called upon Abraham, and Abraham said, here am I. So the faith must be tested. So that's why in First Peter chapter 1, let's turn to First Peter chapter 1. Sometimes God will give us test. Right? Don't be afraid. God will never give us burden beyond our capacity or ability. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. 7. Let the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold and that perished, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So this is talking about faith must be tested. Okay? So after test, the perseverance will produce. Oh? So we become perfect. This is very important. Sometimes God will call upon us and give us trial. Learn from Abraham. Here am I. And because God has a higher will behind it. After we finish, we pass the test, we will find out, yes, God is right. And God is love. And God is so concerned about his promise. He wants this faith can be continued for until his salvation finishes. So that's why God called him Abraham. And he said, here am I. So hopefully, every one of us can hear God's calling. And once we are called, we will very bravely say, here am I. And be ready to receive even more blessing. Because this test will make us grow even better. So use this message as a mutual encouragement. So let's come forward and pray.